जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोधानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद शिल श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासति गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया की यमुना मैया की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की समवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर फाइव वर्स नंबर सिक्स स वै भवान् वेद समस्त भूयं मुपासितो यत् पुरुष पुराणः परावरेशो मनसैव विश्व सृजत्यवत्यत् गुणैरसङ्गः स वै भवान् वेद समस्त भूय मुपासितो यत् पुरुषः पुराणः परावरेशो मनसैव विश्वम् सुचत्यवत्यतिगुणैरसङ्गः स वै भवान् वेद समस्त भूय मुपासितो यत्पुरुषः पुराणः रावरेशो मनसैव विश्वम् सृजत्यवत्यतिगुणैरसङ्गः Thank you. Thank you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My Lord, everything that is mysterious is known to you because you worship the creator and destroyer of the material world. And the maintainer of the spiritual world, the original personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. Purport. A person who is 10% engaged in the service of the Lord is the emblem of all knowledge. Such a devotee of the Lord is in full perfection of devotional service, is also perfect by the qualification of the Supreme Personality of God. As such, the eightfold perfections of mystic power constitute very little of his godly opulence. A devotee like Narada can act wonderfully by his spiritual perfection, which every individual is trying to attain. Sri Narada is 10% perfect living being, although not equal to the personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhristam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savadhut Avaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo 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 Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, welcome to today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. Actually, I had normally promised all the devotees that I can have only one entertainment session every month, which happened on this Sunday. So, today I don't know. That's what some of the devotees were saying, that you just did a drama on Sunday and Wednesday you are giving class. So I said, yes, today I'll discuss some philosophy for a change. And anyways, I felt that we have to do some sacrifice. Today is also Bakri Eid. So as Prabhuji was putting garland around my neck, I was getting that kind of a feeling that okay. So the first line of our translation says, "The Lord, everything that is mysterious." Now this is conversation where Srila Vyasadeva is glorifying Narad Muni. And he says that everything that is mysterious is known to you. But now let us see what is mysterious in this world. There are some things which are mysterious to the Karmis. They, you know, always they keep on, you know, asking that why there is so much suffering in the world. If God is kind, then why these bad things are happening? They also talk about, you know, there was one philosopher who had put so many theorems. He said, firstly, God may not have created. If He has created, now He has lost control. All of us know about this philosopher. So for them, everything is mysterious. Like in Marathi, like yesterday was Ashadi Ekadashi. So many people write poetry on Vithal. So one of them, poet who was not a saint, he had written this poem, Vithala Tu Veda Kumbhar. You are a potter, but crazy potter. Because you make vessels and then you break vessels. He says like that in his poem. And he says, Deshi doli dole tari ghadavashi tacha pude andhar. Ki aap aankhe dete ho aur phir you create darkness. So I don't understand you. So that is always a mystery for the karmis to understand the Supreme Lord. Forget about them. They cannot forget about their thoughts about the Supreme Lord. They are, because they may not be able to see the Supreme Lord. For them, even a devotee is a mystery. They will keep on looking at a devotee and they keep on thinking, how he is so happy. Like yesterday only I was having conversation in my office. And I showed them that on this Ashadi Ekadashi I have started using a button phone. So they couldn't digest it. They said, how can you live without a smartphone? And then, you know, they said, you have TV at home? I said, no. So for them, that was not, they were not able to digest that I don't know anything about the TV serials. I said, no, now last 20, 25 years, we don't have a television set at home. So for a karmi, even a devotee's life is mysterious. And then why they feel the Lord has lost control? Because some of them are pious, but they are not devotees. So they don't understand, you know, why the Lord, you know, He's not coming down. There are so many dirty politicians around. Why He's not coming down? Why is He not killing? Why such thought comes? Because we look others as dirty. We don't look into our heart. Our heart is so dirty. We get up and we say, he is dirty, she is dirty, they are dirty, the film actors are dirty. You know, we very loudly we say, but what about our heart? And if the Lord has to come down to kill all dirty people, we will be also there in the line somewhere. So better not to pray for that. Otherwise be ready. Devotees also have some mysteries, you know. That the mysteries of the devotees is that I am trying to, you know, purify myself. Then why Maya is troubling me so much? And
the trouble of Maya is so specific and so well planned. Like we talk about targeted missiles, but most of the times they miss the target. But we talk about Ashwatthama sending the Brahmastra and going and hitting Parikshit Maharaj in Uttara's womb. Maya also uses such Brahmastra. She knows our weakness. And exactly the hero we like or heroine we like, we may be keeping some attachment. And then we go somewhere waiting in a doctor's clinic and that heroes and heroines movie is going on. And we think it is Krishna's arrangement that, you know, I am trying to forget, but ultimately, okay, no. No, that is Maya's arrangement. And that is Maya's Brahmastra. It is very specific. Very specific. If we maintain some attachment, Maya will send a Brahmastra which will come and hit us that point. Mysteries for devotees is, will we go back to Godhead? That is, you know, constant question being asked on a person giving lecture on Vyasasana. What is the guarantee? Then our another mystery is whether those who died, they went back to Godhead or not. You know, somewhere in the mind we have this doubt. Nobody knows, no? Nobody knows. They may have gone and we may be thinking, okay, he died in ICU, he died in accident, so, and I didn't feel he must have gone back to Krishna. That's what our thought process is. There was once a member of the ISKCON Sankirtan party, and their Sankirtan party met with an accident. And he was sharing that he was not able to breathe. Actually, when you get a trauma on the chest, no, you are not able to breathe. It happened once in my life that when I was staying in Satara. So there, you know, we didn't have gardens and swings. So the banyan tree used to swing. And on that banyan tree, we had tied one swing. And the arrangement was such that there was this another place where if you pull the branch, the swing used to go fast. And we had one servant and he used to do that and I used to sit on this thing. And at one point, I went almost horizontal and I saw the branch breaking. And I came down with the branch. And when I fell down, I was not able to breathe. So I was trying to take in air and I realized my breathing has stopped. So I got so scared that not able to breathe. Well, that was the first time I experienced that I am alive and not able to breathe. So that devotee was sharing that something like that happened. He was not able to breathe, so he felt he is going to die. And suddenly he started realizing that there is a kirtan going on in his ears. Suddenly he started hearing kirtan sound. He somehow escaped death and was alive to tell us this story. And he said that if you don't remember, if you are not able to chant, Lord Chaitanya will come and sing, do kirtan in your ears. So don't worry. So we should not be, you know, too much worried about whether I will go back to Godhead, whether I will be able to chant at the time of death. We should be more worried that how I can serve Krishna more and more. And there are some mysteries which are there for both devotees and non-devotees also. Like for example, when the world came into existence, the whole spiritual world also. Sometimes with our grey matter we keep on thinking that there must be some end point. You know, somewhere this world must be ending. You know, always we keep on thinking that and there must be some starting point. But because what has happened is we are so much conditioned to see things getting created and destroyed, created and destroyed. It's very difficult for us because we have not seen anything eternal. And all these mysteries actually disappear when we actually are touched by the Lord. And all knowledge comes in. We saw in the story of Dhruva Maharaj that Dhruva Maharaj didn't have any knowledge. And the Lord, you know, just touched him and he started singing prayers. I am very weak in shlokas. You may not see me quoting a single shloka during Bhagavatam class. I am very weak in that. I aspire to be like all the brahmacharis sitting here. But then I don't see any hope. Only hope is that one day some shank touches here and I speak something. So day I started speaking shlokas in my class, you should suspect that something has happened. Because medically this is a mystery that you put a lot, just touch the counsel on Dhruva's head and he starts Sanskrit glorification of the Lord. It's for an anatomist, it's very difficult to, you know, because I teach students short memory circuits, long memory circuits. You know that when, you know, you are doing things again and again, then they go, that creates that is called a circuit of papes, which is there in our brain. So a circuit is formed. So that's how you remember a shloka. Short memory circuits are just, you know, the way I prepare for Bhagavatam from one day before I read and then next day come and recite it. So, unless we come in touch with the divine, we'll not get this knowledge. Now that is the problem in our spiritual life, that we are there in the society, we are chanting the holy name, we are doing everything. I'll tell you a story about this. There was one businessman whose business was, you know, shattered, and then he goes to his guru and he says, I don't have any money, my business is finished, do something. So then the guru says, okay, I'll give you a touchstone. So take this touchstone. What was your business? He said, my business was of lot of, you know, of, it was kind of a small scale factory where I was producing lot of things. So he said, you have lot of iron vessels? He said, yeah. So touch this iron touchstone to the iron vessels and it will turn into gold. He gets excited. And he said, don't return the touchstone after you are done. So then after 15 days, 20 days, he doesn't come back only. So the guru goes to his factory. He says, where are you? You didn't come back to give the touchstone. He said, because that was not a touchstone. That was not a touchstone. So I never came because I threw it in one of those big vessels and it didn't turn into gold. So I lost faith in that. So guru said, which vessel? At least you remember that. He said, okay. So he takes a ladder, goes up. And then guru sees that because his factory was closed for a long time, there are a lot of cobwebs formed. And the touchstone was lying in between hanging and had not touched any of the iron vessels. Then Guru showed him that come up and see. Because the touchstone is not touched the iron vessels, it has not turned into gold. And that is what happens in our spiritual life. We are chanting the holy name, but is the holy name touching our hearts? Is it touching our ears first? It is just going out from the mouth. First it should touch the ear, from the ear it should touch the heart. Okay. The philosophy, we are not allowing it to touch to our heart because we are holding back our own attachments and our attachments, our desire to enjoy separate from the Lord, our desire to control, they are like that cobweb. Because of that, the touchstone of instructions, the touchstone of Srimad Bhagavatam, the touchstone of the holy name is not converting our heart. Not converting our heart into we question why I am not becoming a pure devotee. That's the answer. Now worship the creator and destroyer of the world. That's what Vyasadeva said. You know all the mysteries because you worship the creator and destroyer of the material world. I understand that if somebody worships a creator, why should we worship a destroyer? You know, there are so many destroyers, so many terrorist organizations, they go and they destroy themselves also with a suicide bomb and we don't worship them, right? Destroyers are criticized in this world. So then why should the Lord be glorified as a destroyer? And why should Vyasadeva say that through Narad Muni that you worship the creator and destroyer? Actually, we have to understand that Lord doesn't destroy. Actually, we destroy the planet. You know, we do so many wrong things. We have by now destroyed the holy rivers in India by putting sewage water there. We throw plastic here and there. So we destroy the planet. We have made the factories and we have destroyed the atmosphere. So what Lord does as a destroyer actually is more like a dilapidated building. You know, we see a dilapidated building. People have abused it. You know, and then a builder comes and he said, I'll redevelop this. And then he destroys the building. So then that builder has to be worshipped. And then he builds a new building there. Okay, so the Lord is worshipped as a destroyer because we destroy, and then he comes, ultimately does the final rites and creates a new world for us to again enjoy. And that is why we have to be... So Krishna basically comes here to clear the mess and give us a chance. And the maintainer, the next line in the translation says, creator and destroyer of the material world and maintainer of the spiritual world. Now, again, when I was reading this, I was thinking maintainer of the spiritual world. That means if I go to spiritual world, normally we feel that if I get spiritually elevated, I will become very powerful. No, but there we go, and there also there is a maintainer. So there also we have to be humble. We should not dream that I'll become very, very powerful. So there also there is a maintainer. It's not that after liberation we become independent. Okay, that is not our philosophy. Our philosophy is we are humble. And always Srila Prabhupada uses the word maintainer of the spiritual world, the original personality of Godhead. Why Srila Prabhupada had to use the word original? Because there were so many duplicate things. You go to the market. In Mumbai, people talk about USA. Made in USA means Ullasnagar Sindhi Association. So many duplicate things are there. So there are duplicate gods, there are duplicates. So Prabhupada always uses the word original personality of Godhead. So be aware of the duplicate. And if you go to all these markets which are there, I'll not name them, in Mumbai, where all the materials come from USA, Ullasnagar, and they are sold there. So they are very cheap, very cheap. Products from China, very cheap. And therefore Prabhupada talks about original. So you want to buy original, like this hands-free, many times we use. You go or by the roadside, the hands-free is for 50 rupees. And then you same hands-free, if you go in the shop, he will say 700 rupees. Then you are feeling same, sound quality same. But we don't realize that, no, this is 700. And I actually, after using 7 of them and losing them, I realized in that I could have brought an original, which could have protected my ears also, and it would have... But we should be ready to pay the price. So when we want the original personality of Godhead, we should be... Original is always expensive. We have to remember this. Who is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. Actually, the word mode and mood is so similar. Actually, we should never say, you know, devotees also sometimes say, I am not in a good mood today. We should say, I am not in a good mode today. You know, it's more of mode than mood. Because we are totally under control of this mood. I have seen bosses. I worked under so many bosses and so much in a bad mood, you know. And some of the people were in so much bad mood that we used to go and we used to ask the secretary, ki andar jau ya nahi? Or sometimes we used to reach and from inside the office we used to hear screaming. So we used to go back. We used to say, ki abhi andar jane mein point nahi. So I had a suggestion. I said, why don't you take a pulse oximeter and put to the boss and display it outside the cabin. So we look at the pulse above 100. Okay, I should not go in. And pulse is 60, 70, that means he is peaceful, so let's go inside. Literally, people, if they are in the bad mood, same proposal they will reject. They are in good mood, they will say, oh, come, come, come. You know, it really, affects, the modes really affect our mood. So, it's more of, I am in a bad mood. And we have to understand this. In devotees also experience that some days it happens that we are going through this sattva, rajatama cycle and some days we get passionate and then so many desires come into and our heart. And where it starts, you know, how to diagnose, what as a doctor we say, what are the signs and symptoms. The first symptom is we just feel like eating. We just feel like eating. After breakfast also we feel like I should eat something sweet, this, that. Whole day we are eating. That is the time we have to realize that yes, passion has seeped inside. And then that day you will realize that so many desires are all coming. So of course every day we have to just fight with these modes. Start, it's like getting defeated at the end of the day. Get up in the morning. Morning is in sattva gun. Try to chant nicely. But we should not, you know, be disturbed by it. You know, sometimes people get so disturbed by this, they feel that I'll not be able to continue in my devotional service. No. This phase will go away. Again, sattva guna phase will come. Only thing we have to do is tolerate. Today I was, in the early morning, I was reading the second canto. And there, you know, Srila Prabhupada was writing that even material life, you cannot achieve anything without penance. Those who have made great in the material world, they also have sacrificed. They have also gone through a lot of penance. So if you want to do something, get something in the spiritual life, you will have to sacrifice something. You will have to tolerate things. You will have to. Otherwise, we always want it our way. Things, then we will not sustain too much in our spiritual life. Moving on to the purport, the first line of the purport says, a person who is 100% engaged in devotional service. You know, Srila Prabhupada's purports are such that we can speak over each and every line. I was thinking of 100% engaged in devotional service of the Lord is the emblem of all knowledge. So when we talk about 100%, we should check whether in our A, B, C, D, which is our basics of our devotional life, whether we are following 100%, whether I am associating 100% only with devotees or I am associating with non-devotees also. You know, it happens that sometimes we meet our school friends and then, you know, we become nostalgic and then we start liking, you know, talking with even with our karmi friends. Going to the karmis for preaching is a different thing. But we should not relish. We should not relish. So there, we should be relishing only the association of a devotee. Books, whether 100% we are reading Srila Prabhupada's books or books which are there in our parampara, or we are relishing the newspaper. I had such a fight with the newspaper. Ultimately now I have stopped. During the lockdown I took that opportunity and we stopped the newspaper. Every day, you know, when that newspaper used to come, I used to struggle to, you know, I used to decide, I'll not open it. And it used to be lying on the table and I used to be fighting with my mind. And then I realized I don't have taste. So much Prabhupada's books and Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole rack is there. But I never get so much spontaneously attracted towards that because I don't have taste for Bhagavatam. But newspaper has all the masala. Masala which our dirty mind likes. You know. So then I stopped. Then there is e-papers nowadays. Okay, paper, you can go to. So I then took a vow that I am not going to read. So this Arnav's drama, what we do, I just only go to his channel if I want to see. Because I know it is not a dirty channel or a biased one. So I am not recommending sitting here. But then, what I do is, in case I want to know something about COVID or what is happening, I choose that at least the front page should be clean. Because our mind is dirty. It sees something and it just follows. Rather, in the newspaper meetings which used to happen, and one of our devotee was working in the newspaper. So, one newspaper was there. And it is the biggest selling newspaper in Mumbai. So there was another newspaper. Now this newspaper had troubled our temple. They had come here, they had taken photos, and then when the school was running. And this particular newspaper, their meeting, one of the person who attended the meeting, so they were thinking that how can we become number one? And then the meeting minutes, they resolved that we should have dirty pictures on our this thing. So people on the front of this thing, so that people will see it and buy it. So you know, this is how in their meetings in black and white, you know, they make such resolutions. And then we fall victim to it. So when it comes to B, 100% falling, our only taste should be about Srila Prabhupada's books, not getting into any dirty literature. Because there is no end to that. That will not satisfy us, unnecessarily agitate us. And it is story of all those people who have failed actually in life. Chanting, 100% chanting. Now, I should not even utter about my own status of chanting, whether we are able to hear. So, sorry for using the word you. We should be using the word we whenever sitting on the Vyasasana. Whether we are able to hear. You know, once we get into habit of saying you, that is very bad. In our medical colleges, we tell the medical students that please use the word we or a patient. You know, otherwise once we get into using we, first you, if I say you should chant, that means I am chanting nicely, you are not chanting. Our students, that used to happen, they used to get the habit of using the word you, and then in the exam, you know, they used to talk to the examiners like this. Then you can get tuberculosis, you can get AIDS, you will die. So examiner said, 40-50 students coming and telling me, you will die, you will get AIDS, you will get... So then next year on, then we started training them how to speak. He said, we should speak. A patient, a subject may get it. Every Mahamantra, we chant Krishna's name 8 times, Srimati Radharani's name 8 times. So are we remembering at least 8 times in every Mahamantra? That is 100% chanting. My question is, 8 times in a round also is sufficient for me. But that is what is meaning by 100% chanting. When it comes to D, a 100% D means our taste. Now this is not for brahmacharis, because brahmacharis have in the temple only. But we have an opportunity. Moment we take a turn from Bharati Vidya Bhavan, there are so many opportunities. And then there is Kachi Dhabeli and written Jain available. So moment we see Jain, we feel, oh, Jain means I can eat. No. So 100% means we should be having only prasad. 100% of our activities, 100% of our thinking, you know, whether I am thinking 100% always about serving Krishna. The second line of the purport says that such a devotee of the Lord in full protection of the devotional service is also perfect by the qualification of the personality of Lord. Got it. So, a devotee becomes so perfect that, you know, looks as good as the Supreme Lord for the people in this material world. Like yesterday was Ashadi Ekadashi, and we have these saints in Maharashtra, Jnaneshwar, Tukaram, and they achieved so much perfection that masses call them God only. They said, he is God. So here is the difference, you know, in the Srila Prabhupada's purport. Prabhupada, even in the 5th line of the purport, Prabhupada says, Narada is a very great soul, but he is not the Supreme Lord. So that is more of sentimentalism. They also never said that we are God. Actually, rather, if you read Jnaneshwar Mauli's Abhangs, he says, Bap Rakhma Devi Varu. Ki Rukmini's husband is my father. It's very clear. He never said that I am God. And he even says, Hari Pahila Me. There are so many songs he has written. Even Srila Prabhupada had to face this. Why Jnaneshwar and Tukaram? Srila Prabhupada also, there was a group of his disciples who declared him as the Supreme God. So Prabhupada said, no, I am not. Coming to the 3rd line of the purport. As such, 8-fold perfections of mystic power constitute a very little of his godly opulence. So, the siddhis is a very attractive thing for everyone. For karmis, they will come to you and they will expect. A devotee means he should do some siddhi. He should give some bhasma like this. Or suddenly, you know, I am not feeling well and he will touch and my backache will disappear. That is what people want. Devotees also somewhere, if a devotee is not pure in his intention, somewhere he always aspires for siddhi. And this is expressed in our day-to-day dealings. I'll tell you how. We tell somebody we give advice to somebody and he doesn't listen to our advice. And then he comes back to us. And then we show that how siddha we are, you know, by our favorite dialogue. I told you, if you do this, you are not going to succeed. So then we get, somewhere inside we get a feeling that I am a siddha, that whatever I speak comes true. In such case, even if it is happening, We should not think ourselves elevated. Look, always the parameter should be what is my chanting level, what is happening in my dreams, and what is happening in my consciousness. That should be the parameter for judging. Not that I tell people and then take my advice and they get benefited, that means I am elevated. No. In the fourth line, Srila Prabhupada writes, a devotee like Narada can act wonderfully in his spiritual perfection, which every individual is trying to attain. And that's what Narad Muni had done in so many wonderful ways. He is the one who was responsible for the writing down of Srimad Bhagavatam, for writing down of Ramayana. He converted so many into souls into pure devotees. His only mission was to connect everyone to Krishna. And in the fifth line, I'll come back to the fourth line again, Srila Prabhupada talks about that Srila Narada is 100% perfect living being, although not equal to the personality of Godhead. This is Srila Prabhupada's, you know, always warning that we are not equal to the Supreme Lord. One of the qualities of Narad Muni is helping a devotee in time. Helping in time is very important. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he was there in the mother's womb and they went to kill him and Narada is there in time. He said, no, don't kill. Dhruva Maharaj is out of the palace. Narada is there in time. You know, Vyasdev is disturbed. Narad Muni reaches in time. This help in time is very, very important. We should not be helping like police in that Bollywood movies, that everything is over and then they come. Not only movies, in real life also many times it happens. So we should not be like that. Me and Satsaru Prabhu, we used to, that this was our, you know, theme when we worked as wardens, that helping anybody, because we had 1,000 students under us. 600 boys and 400 girls. So we used to be always, you know, thinking, because when we took charge of that hostel, in one of the hostels when both of us were wardens, the situation was that in every room of that hostel somebody had committed suicide. So when we took the charge, somebody told that, you know, this is how this hostel is. And then we were thinking that now we will do something to avoid this. And we went through so many experiences. And there we realized that helping in time is so important. Like once there was this Holi, where Holika festival. Of all staff members, we were there in the campus. And suddenly we got a call that one student is disturbed and sitting on a parapet. So then both of us went running there and Satsaru Prabhu was holding, he was on some third floor. Satsaru Prabhu was holding a chaddar and I was on the top and I was telling the students that give your hand to me. So we were enjoying the festival and we got a call and we responded in time and we went there and we got him inside. And actually the boy who called us, he was the one who saw that student sitting on the parapet about to jump. Next day he got into depression because it was so scary for him. So again, you know, what we did for 18, 20 years was only this thing. So we used to sit with that boy till the parents come. Parents are coming from interior of the state and both of us taking turns and literally sitting till the point we hand over this thing. That's why people, when we left, both of us, we resigned at one point. For 18 years, we didn't allow a single suicide to happen in a hostel which used to witness a suicide every 6 months or every 1 year almost. And to the degree that every room had witnessed a suicide. I will tell you some of the incidences where, you know, I had gone to see a movie. I should not tell this on sitting on Vyasasan, but my children want to see this movie like Jurassic Park and dinosaurs and all. And I was entering and then I got a call that, sir, I am disturbed, and if you don't come to my room in 10 minutes, I don't know, I'll kill myself. And now I am in a theater. So from there I call Satsarup Prabhu. I said, are you at home? You reach this room number, this boy is disturbed. Then I call the casualty, I call the psychiatrist, I arrange for a wheelchair, this, that. You know, by the time the child, the student was sedated, interval happened and my children came out. I said, are you coming in? They said, are you coming in or you are sitting here only? After that, I couldn't connect with that movie only, what was happening. But that sacrifice has to be done. That sacrifice has to be done. Without sacrifice, we cannot change people's life. We feel that I will sleep at 9 o'clock dot and get up at 4 o'clock and then I will be able to cultivate people. No. Sometimes we have to break our schedules. We should not become more like obsessive, compulsive people that no. Whatever happens to the world, no. We have to actually reach in time. And I had so many, you know, such situations I faced. There was once in the evening, you know, evening time, once we come back from the office, we prefer to take rest. And then students came banging the door. They said, sir, this boy, you know, he has left a suicide note and in the library. Whole day he was sitting and people were looking. He was writing something. And evening 5 o'clock, he shut his book and he just went. And then he didn't come back. So then people took out that paper and it was a suicide note. And they got so scared. And he was a Mumbai student. So I was a warden of the hostel. I could have said, okay, this is not my job. Like a typical, you know, government servant. Government servants, you know, that's what is the difference between a servant of the Supreme Lord and a government servant. A servant of the Supreme Lord is available for everyone. A government servant, if you see, there were these two people working in a garden and one man was observing. One digged a hole in the morning half. Second person then kind of took out all the earth which was taken out and then they said, what work did you do? One digged the hole, other person again threw back the earth in it. They said there was a third person who was supposed to plant a tree here. He didn't come. So we have done our job. And now we are going back so happily but what is the result? You know, I have done my job. My job was to dig the hole. His job was to put the earth back into the hole. Third person was absent today. So we have done our job. We should get our salary. That way things will not work. So in our society, we have to understand we cannot work like government servants. So it was evening 6 o'clock. I read the whole letter. And then it is so toxic. After, you know, particular age, reading is very difficult for such a long, and it was not a transcendental literature. It was a suicide note. So then I called the dean. I said, sir, suicide note is there. So dean said, okay, read it out for me. So I can read out. So dean said, so what you have to do is you have to immediately get in touch with the psychiatrist. So I called the psychiatrist of our college. She said, please read the note for me. By now, I had bi-hearted the note. I said, no, this. Then they said, call his home. So I got his home phone number. He was staying somewhere in this area only. And the father said, he's normal. He's absolutely normal. He's moving around. I said, mere paas note hai. Father said, read the note for me. So again, I read the note. So actually, a person is disturbed. We cannot realize feel that people are happy. Actually, we have to tap. And that is the technique we have to learn. People will not reveal their heart so easily. They will not reveal their heart so easily, even to us. Unless they develop faith. So then I said, wo kahan gaya? He said, wo namaz padne gaya. I said, wo namaz padne gaya ya Bombay Central Station pe gaya? Dekho, you get him back. And then, till 12 o'clock, in the night, we got him back and we counseled him. And for me, every day's rule was to come to temple for chanting. So 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, we used to sleep and then both of us used to come for here for chanting. So after doing it for years together, we realized that now we have to, because we got this experience of Viphale Sevinu Kripana Durjana. We served there so much, but then we got so many bad experiences. And we thought of, you know, dedicating now that after we are nearing 50. So at some point we have to take a decision that you cannot continue those activities. You have to do some dedicated devotional service. Once when we, only once it happened that both of us left our duty and we went to Indore for a devotee's marriage. One of our devotee was getting married in Indore. So we got down at Indore station and we took a selfie and we said, "Wardens outdoor in Indore." Aisa karke hum. And the college dean also said, "Very nice, enjoy your day." And then when we were coming back, I went to my AC coach and Satsaru Prabhu, he said, "I had taken a home loan, so I don't have money." So he slept in that some sleeper coach. And night I got up at 2 o'clock. I was so tired and I saw 50 missed calls. I said, "What happened?" So I called up the student. And you know, people in this world, they exaggerate things. This boy, he was speaking in Marathi. He said, "Sir, hostel padlo." Hostel gir gaya. I got so scared. How many people died? What happened? And, you know, first thing I remembered was my Facebook post, "Wardens outdoor at Indore." I said, now Times of India by now must have published it. So I called, and I could not get the internet access in the train, so I called up my sister. I said, "This is my Facebook password. Please go and delete that post, because the hostel, you know, we are enjoying there outside. It will come in the newspaper." I was so scared. Now my second job was to trace Satsaru Prabhu, who was in one of the sleeper coaches. I didn't know. So then I got down at Palghar. I started running. The train started. I knocked the sleeper coach. They said, "Nahin, nahin, reserve compartment hai." I said, "Main AC se aaya hoon, mujhe andar lo." And then from S1 to S12, I was chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." And between every 2-3, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Satsaru Prabhu, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." And, you know, I was so scared. Hostel gir gaya. And then one place I saw, because Satsaru Prabhu is a heighted fellow, na? So I saw a heighted person sleeping. So I touched the feet. Devotees, we touched the feet. And there was a lady sleeping there. She said, "Hey, gire hue insan." I said, "Hamara hostel gir gaya." "Main nahi gira hu." You know, from S1 to S12, I was searching, I was sweating. And then at one point, as there are this upper and side lower, I sat at one side lower. I said, "Forget it now, whatever. This is last day of our job." I kept on chanting. And after I finished my 16 rounds, in the same 6-8 people, Satsaru Prabhu was sleeping there only. He said, "Hari Bol Prabhuji." I said, "Prabhu, sabko sab jagah pura train dhund ke aaya." And then we came there to the hostel. We got down at Dadar station, went running. And actually the chhajje hote hai na, chhajje. Ek chhajja gira, wo dusre pe gira, tisre pe gira. And bachcho ne humko bola, "Hostel gir gaya." The hostel was intact. And you know, people, they gave us care of our life. But anyways, after that we quit the job. And we decided that we'll do the same thing for devotees. Why not dedicate? And that's how you saw our drama. Satsaru Prabhu was working as Chiman. For us, you all of you must have enjoyed it. But he was coming for practice after signing 1,200 to 2,000 reports of COVID tests. He works now in one of the labs associated with Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And the role he played was mobile becoming center of our life. Okay, whenever it is needed, we should definitely be using. But we should not allow it to become center of our life. Our Krishna Gopal Prabhu, who acted on as this famous Jethalal character, he is working in Gopal's garden and he works every day till 7 o'clock in the evening. And our practice, actually we had set up a drama, and Sunday before Brahmotsav we had shown it to Anjani Putra Prabhu, Kirtinitai Prabhu and Hitesh. And it was such a horrible performance. And helping in time, actually Prabhuji helped us in time. He said, Prabhuji, drama has not come up well. You know, sometimes we have to be candid and a good feedback. And then we realize that we are in a mess. And then from Monday to the Saturday, every day, you know, we were awake till 12 o'clock in the night. Brother, you must not have seen me in the temple only. I said, 1 week I will not come. I said to the Lord that let me do some service. So that is what I am telling, that if we want to do something good, we have to do a lot of sacrifice. Things will not happen by, you know, we not breaking our schedule. No. Srila Prabhupada also. Why he could do so many great things? He gave up his schedule. Getting up at 12 o'clock, translating, getting up in the morning. Of course, we have to take care of our health and we are not so pure. So this Krishna Gopal provides 7 o'clock in the evening. He used to, 8 o'clock used to be our practice in the school. So 7 o'clock he used to sleep in one of the classrooms. And 8 o'clock we used to go and wake him up. Prabhuji, hum log aage. So this is how much devotees sacrificed. Our Gajodhar acted by Rawal Tirth Prabhu. And Krishna Gopal Prabhu is the one. All those panches and shero shayari in our drama has come from him. The script is entirely written by him. This Gajodhar, you know, he was acting, but actually he works in tourism industry. Now you currently know the status of tourism industry, how bad it is. But again, look at him. He is acting only for the pleasure of the devotees. That is what acting is about. You know, hiding our own miseries and serving. If we keep on crying about our own misery, that mera aisa, mera aisa. So my life is miserable, I am trying to make your life also miserable. Instead, what a devotee should do is, okay, my life is miserable, but let me, you know, give some pleasure to others. So that was the kind of a mood our devotees had. We had this new entrant, Harshit, Haridev Anand Prabhu, who acted as Gopal Swami this time. He showed a character thinking, who is desperate to go to Vrindavan and die. He says, Mere aju baju sab log mar gaye, so let me go to Vrindavan and die, and he doesn't. You know, that is what we also sometimes feel, that our target is to die in Vrindavan. No, that is not our target. Our target is to imbibe the mood of Vrindavan, wherever we are. Srila Prabhupada, at age of 70, was in Vrindavan, so he could have made, my target is to die here, why do I go? No. So he imbibed the mood of Vrindavan, he distributed the mood of Vrindavan. So as a reward for that, Krishna did all arrangement that he left his body in Vrindavan also. So let it come as a reward. Let us not get crash into Vrindavan. You know, we try to get crash, chalo, cancer hoga, chalo, Vrindavan jate, I'll die there and go back to God. No. In our living condition, why not imbibe the mood? So never target. That is something like, you know, people who don't study the whole year and they feel that in the exam some miracle will happen and I'll pass. No, we are not going to pass the test of Krishna consciousness like this. If we want to pass the test of Krishna consciousness, we have to do it daily. We have to imbibe that mood and send percent at it, as it is said in this purport. Then we had another new entrant who acted as Baba Bengali. And the reason we started taking young players is we cannot keep on doing seva like this for years together. Whenever we are doing any seva, the first thing we pray to the Lord, oh Lord, let me keep on doing this till the end of my life. No, things are going to change, dynamics are going to change, new people are going to come in. We have to learn to let go of things. You know, I cannot hold on Goloka players for whole of my life. So we try to get to, we have to pass the baton. We have to create a legacy also. Then the next character was my own daughter. And what she spoke, if all of you try to understand, that even people in the jail, they get a bail. Even they have opportunity of relatives coming and meeting them. But you think of the small children who are now almost for more than 1.5 years at home, not able to meet any of their friends. What they must have gone through. You know, what they must be going through. No school, no sports day. So those who are cultivating small children, many of our devotees who hold pranga. We have to keep this in mind. Our next character was Babu Rao, so nicely acted by Gopal Lila Prabhu. He was the person who was showing this mood that keep on serving. Mar gaye to nand gao, nahi to umar gao. So we don't try to see Krishna. That was the principle showed by this character. And we had to think so much, you know, drama also, na, because it has to be done in front of a Vaishnava audience. The original dialogue was, ki utha le, mujhe nahi, aaju baju walon ko utha le. So then we thought, no, a Vaishnava doesn't say pray like this, that. So then we said, corona virus ko utha le, you know. So we have to look from the philosophical perspective also. Our Prahlad Priya Prabhu, who acted as Arjun, as a mentor of Umargao, he is working in Deutsche Bank and works from 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock in the night. Somehow he used to convince his boss and come in for practice for 15 minutes during his seam and then go back to work. So imagine working for 12 hours. And many times he had to go to the office also. It's not that working from home. Many times. So a lot of sacrifice. Of course, then Bharat Bhavsar, who came as Delta virus. One day before, he was shooting for the Krishna fest in Govardhan Eco Village. And from there, in the midnight, he traveled and reached Mumbai. And morning, he was here. And of course, our coronavirus character played by Satchinandan Krishna Prabhu, Sandeep Patel. He is an astrologer, so he was taking classes on astrology. I had one reason why I gave him this role for corona, because so many astrologers, you know, they had predicted last year it will go away in December, it will go in December. I was so angry with the astrologers, so I made an astrologer only coronavirus, okay? So I said, now you tell me when it will go away. But of course, as what the astrologers had predicted was correct, it's more, we don't know whether it is political move or whatever, when it will go, and that only God knows. So we got this privilege to act for the pleasure of Vaishnavas. Rather, we say that even great superstars of Bollywood, you know, they don't get this pleasure of acting for the pleasure of Vaishnavas. That's the perfection. That's what the art was meant for, acting in front of the Lord for pleasure of the devotees. And that's what we are doing. And we are really thankful to the temple for giving us this opportunity year after year. That day I wanted to speak all of this, but the festival was running late, so I controlled myself. But I couldn't control myself today. Just wanted to tell how it was a team effort, and may not be at par with our all other dramas, but we tried our best to, you know, entertain all of you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.